Atlanta's hottest hip hop, Hot 107.9 affiliates. Mr. Thanksgiving, DJ Drama, Trendsetter Sense. You know what's going down. We're celebrating for all my Libras tonight at the Velvet Room. Shout out to Bistro J1. Speaking of Libras, I got the homie birthday boy, Lil Wayne, on the phone right now. So, Weezy, we was talking about Drake before the break, and y'all just worked together. Y'all did the record, the Forever record for LeBron James soundtrack, and, you know, Eminem was on that, and you've been saying for quite some time that you wanted to get on a record with M. How's it feel that it got done?
That's not officially... That don't officially count because I wanted a record like this, me and M. so he got on the record for LeBron. He ain't got on the record for Wayne.
so we still looking forward to the Wayne M record.
Yeah, man, we still looking for that one right there.
Also, man, you know, shout out to the boy Hov. He got the number one album in the country. How you digging the Blueprint 3?
Blueprint 3 album, like I was saying, with the rappers, though, I love Hov for that, and I love everything Hov do, as I always been. You know, he's still my role model, my idol, you know, Hov. But the rappers need to understand that Hov is certifying for us to do this for a long time. You know what I mean? That's what that means. When you see someone that, and I ain't even talking about age, I'm talking about the level of his success that he's at. Like, he literally don't have to do none of this no more, period, again. Like, I don't want nobody to think that Wayne don't have to. That's why I go so hard, because I got to do this. I got to go. I got to do this. I have to. This how I eat. That man got multiple enterprises, and he don't have to do this at all, and he still does it to perfection. And I think we all should respect him for that, and I know I do. Hats off.